Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Everybody in the text line is assuming the person that thought that I was a jerk was Cody Tapsburner.
Could possibly be. You know, we were just talking in the break about, you know, the reseeding. I go, if they really want to do it the right way, which they never will, you just take the seven best teams in the AFC and the seven best teams in the NFC, regardless of division, and you seed it that way. I mean, I'm looking at the playoff picture right now on NFL.com, and it's listed 1 through 16, you know, in the AFC, 1 through 16 in the NFC. If you were just to put in the seven best teams right now, I mean, you'd have the Chiefs, you'd have the Bills, the Ravens, you'd have the Steelers, you'd have the Chargers in right now, you'd have the Broncos in, and you'd have the Texans in, the seven that are in there right now.
Yeah, you'd have the seven.
You'd have the seven. You'd absolutely have the seven that you would get right now. So I think it is
done. And the big change would be Houston doesn't get that home playoff
game. Yeah, that would be it. The Broncos would be the Broncos. No, everybody would move up one. So the Steelers would be 4, the Chargers would be 5, the Broncos would be 6, and then the Houston Texans would be that 7th team. And that would be the only change that you would have. And, you know, we were talking about it as well. Ben Mallers was saying, you know, when we talked to him at 7:15 this morning, was that they used to have the division based on travel, right? Like back in the day when you had to travel commercially or by train or whatever it was, you wanted to have a lot of your matchups close. We don't really need that anymore in the NFL or in sports.
So we do have clarification here real quick. Wrong text group.
I told you.
Yeah. Damn.
I said, I'm sorry, ? I would never intentionally talk to you guys like that. Just some idiot coworker who tried to take credit and get a chunk of a pretty big bonus.
Oh, wow.
I said, but what did we steal? He goes, not you guys. I meant to text a coworker.
That dude's about to have some bad news when this guy shows up to work. Because I was confused. I'm like, dude, I didn't think I stole anything. But I guess, dude, don't take somebody else's idea for a bonus.
I mean, that's weak.
That's Richard of the Week material, which we do tomorrow. If you want to give me that guy's name, buddy, he can be my Richard of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a bad look right there.
Why'd you do
Come
that?
On, man.
That's like the guy from the movie Twister that takes the idea of Dorothy. You ever seen Twister?
The
original? Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
He comes back into town. Have you seen the original Twister?
No.
So Paxton and Helen Hunt, they have an idea to send the little things up into the tornado to get thing. He comes back and the guy that it was his competition took the exact same idea, but he had more money, so he built it better and efficient.
It's usually the way it works.
Yeah, so. He's like, hey, man, you... I think Bill Paxton calls him slime.
Yeah.
You idiot, you slime.
I had the idea that you had the money, you know. Yeah. It happens a lot, I've heard. I don't know. People steal ideas all the time and claim them as their own because they got the money. They got the backing. They can do it, right? So congratulations to that
guy. So you've got a 2025 script idea that you have?
I do. I'm going to roll out my 2025 script idea for what I think is going to happen this year in sports.
And I have mine on my phone.
Guys can weigh in as well. You're kind of your predictioned, if you will. But I think the year starts off with another Super Bowl win for the Kansas City Chiefs, but also opens the door to, I believe, a lot of change coming to Kansas City. I think multiple changes on the offensive line. Nate Taylor kind of touched on it. We've been saying it kind of all season. I wouldn't be surprised that this is it with Trey Smith here in Kansas City. I could, in fact, see 4 new starters along that offensive line.
Whoa.
And Creed Humphrey really being the only holdover. Tooney's got one more year left on his contract. It's a big number. It's a $26 million number that he's going to have at the beginning of next year. They could rework that. They may bounce. Who knows? They may move him to left tackle, pay him a little bit more money to play left tackle. But I think there could be potentially 4 new starters along that offensive line next year for Kansas City. I also think we see Bolton and Reed play their final games here in Kansas City. I'm talking Justin Reed, not Andy Reed, because that's kind of how we go with safeties in this organization. They kind of...
Well, you got Hicks and you got Cook back there.
Yeah, you got young guys kind of take over.
Connor, too.
Yeah. Love Hicks.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of has been kind of the pattern here in Kansas City. So I think that's going to kind of take place with this football team once the season's over. The Royals, in my opinion, aren't done making moves. There's still a bat that needs to be be acquired before spring training, and that bat will be proven to be necessary because somebody will get hurt over the course of the season. You're going to need another bat in that lineup. I still think they acquire a bat at some point. I just don't know where. Bobby will pick up where he left off last season and dominates, and the difference is everybody come February 15th when spring training starts is going to be talking about Bobby Witt for MVP. The momentum's going to build. It's going to be there from day one, where it wasn't this past year. Nobody was talking about Bobby Witt MVP at the beginning of the year, but it's going to be the conversation in baseball circles beginning on February 15th. Bobby Witt MVP, Bobby Witt MVP, Bobby Witt MVP. He's going to carry that momentum. He's going to ride that momentum into the regular season. I think he easily wins the MVP award.
Unanimously?
I don't know. I'm not going to say that because there's always some jackass who, you know, votes for somebody different all the time, right? So I will say no, not unanimously, but I think the hype and his performance is going to carry him easily to the MVP award. LeBron James, I think, is going to walk away from the NBA this year. I think we're getting to that point in time. Like, I don't know about you guys. I've had enough.
Did you see what he's averaging at the age of 40 this year?
20-10?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
In like 26 games.
Yeah. Just like, meh. I just think 40 years old, his kid's going to college now. He got his kid into the NBA. Like,
yeah, he committed to Arizona State.
Yeah, Lute Olson. I kind of feel like LeBron is going to walk away.
He's been dead for like 10 years.
I know, longer than that, I think. I also think more big-time college coaches are going to walk away this year, whether it's football or basketball.
Okay.
I think we're going to see more and more college coaches go, I ain't dealing with this anymore, man.
It's a good take.
I'm out, thank you. Brioche. But I mean, we've kind of steadily seen it. Is it Tom Izzo? I don't think it's going to be Bill Self, but you know, some of the other big time college football and basketball coaches that have been around for a little bit of time, I think we're going to see more and more of those guys step away. And they're going to say, you know, the state of the game, it's not as fun anymore as it used to be when we could cheat. Nobody else could, you know, that kind of stuff. So we'll see that. I think Travis announces he has one more year, but also that he and Taylor are getting married and JoCo women will lose their minds. Dana Wright is already out buying all of the Kim Crawford Chardonnay. So if you're looking for some, get ready to stock up on that. Royals will make the playoffs. They'll advance to the ALCS before falling short. Chiefs win the AFC West again in 2025. And just so you know, Andy Reid's not retiring. I think I need to get that out there again, like we did last year for everybody, even though Florio was saying it. I saw some other nitwits saying Andy Reid may retire again at the end of the year. Enough. Andy Reid just signed a 5-year extension. Andy Reid is not retiring after this year.
I can piggyback on a little bit of that. I kind of had to edit a little bit. I think the Chiefs do win the Super Bowl this year. I think Kelce retires.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Why does he need to keep playing?
I don't know. I'm torn. Like, I could see either way, honestly.
He'd have four titles. He would have a three-peat. He would retire, get married, propose, all that sort of stuff. I think the podcast, the shows, the money, like, it's clearly been a regression year where he's kind of, you know, we've seen him go down. And, like, again, why not go out on top? And I know that he said, I'm going to play until the wheels fall off, but why not just go out? This is the best way to go out.
Ask Aaron Rodgers how that goes when you play until the wheels fall off.
Well,
you don't want to be that guy hanging on for one more year. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. I just don't want to see it.
And maybe he realized, I mean, nobody does. I mean, you know, I didn't want to see Bonds retire, but eventually it had to happen. Yeah. I got to start, you know, then baseball is done to me. But I do think I think Mahomes obviously comes back with a four-peat, but he does it with a new haircut. I think we lose the Mahomes style haircut. He'll be closer to 30.
Yes.
He'll be gone from Travis.
He said this is the quarterback thing, right?
It's a new era. So you come back, hey, I've won three. That Mahomes is gone. Now we start a new career, Patrick Mahomes. Buy new haircut.
Oh, you mean like Tom Brady kind of got all the facelifts and all the Botox? Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. wins the MVP, which is kind of how you were talking about that. I think the Royals also make the ALCS. I think their pitching will continue to do well. I think, like you, they'll go get somebody else. I was asked that about a Royals move at Quick Trip the other day when I was wearing my still playing October baseball hoodie. And then my last one, surprise, it's golf. Tiger Woods is going to finish in a top five in a major and give us one last ride.
Oh, God, I hope you're right.
Gives us one last ride.
I saw the Masters commercials during NCAA football.
Better believe it, baby.
We're getting there.
Coming.
He's going to give us one more. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm just saying one of these tournaments, top five finish.
Those Masters commercials are going to hit hard on Sunday, too, during the NFL when we're watching it snow outside.
That's right.
Does anything make you more ready for spring than the Masters commercials?
That sound of the piano?
But they've changed it. They're playing like Georgia On My Mind by Ray Charles now. Instead of doing the Masters music, I kind of miss, not that I hate the Georgia, I think it's great, but I miss that Masters music.
CBS's number one cutaway for golf music is always Valley Road by Bruce Hornsby in the range.
Oh, is it?
Always. It's always the old Valley Road. It's like the ding, ding, ding all the time. It's like Bruce Hornsby signed a contract with CBS and golf. It's like, take it away.
Hey,
do whatever you want.
If you're Bruce Hornsby and it pays the bills, go for it. You know?
His name's Bruce. You're just a badass.
Yeah, it is. Are we also, have you seen any like commercials for the home improvement stores yet to get your house ready for spring? Have
Tim Allen coming
yet?
Back?
He is, yeah. Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, all that. Have you seen anybody? It's time to get your house ready for spring yet?
No. Also, if we're so eager to put Christmas stuff up, how come we're so lazy to bring it down? Like the office, I came here today.
God,
I was like, I was like, new place.
Yeah, like Joe got after it. It's all done.
Like if you're snowed in, because I was talking to, there's a guy getting his haircut when I went this past week, and his wife was pissed because he was taking the lights off the house before the new year, and he was like, "Honey, I love it. We've had it up since the end of Halloween. Check the weather this weekend."
Yeah, the weather's supposed to be bad. Jen, get out there, take the lights down.
Yeah, come on, you're off of school. Got some time, right? Are they back today? No, they don't go back
Monday.
Today.
Monday. Tuesday. I think kids, but who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe next week. Yeah.
Yeah. As we look for the forecast, Sunday, 24, Monday, man, it doesn't get higher than 16 degrees until a week from today. Hello, winter. Coming up on the other side, Goldilocks for a game that means a lot to you, but we can make it be more because he might have some picks you might want to look at. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. Back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Sorry, I think you should leave. Great show. I'm excited for this segment today because I love betting this week in football because everybody's on an equal playing field. You don't know what the hell to bet. I don't know what the hell to bet, but we can also look at incentives, is what you were telling me earlier, because you said what? Mike Evans needs 85 yards receiving?
Yeah, so this is a big week for
1,000.
He's getting that.
For 11 years in a row.
Yeah. It's a big week for prop bets. I think that's the fun way to bet this weekend because there's so many games that have backups in it. And I'll be honest, any of the games, if you go through that are going to have zero playoff implications, I'm just staying away from a spread and total perspective. I'm just completely staying away. There's obviously some games, Sunday Night Football is massive, that they're going to be full go. And so I think you can
What the over-under is on that right now? Is it 51.5, you think? Or is
I think it's
got
to be higher than that because 56. Detroit doesn't have a defense.
Jeez,
yeah,
that's 56. A big number.
And the Lions are 2.5-point favorites.
56. Yeah, Minnesota scores and Detroit can't stop anybody.
Yeah, they're so banged up. I guess maybe they get Anzalone, their linebacker, back. We'll see. But
he's going to have a big impact on Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance it does help their defense a little bit, but I get what you're saying. I think for this week, either you pick the games that have massive playoff implications and you can kind of break it down. Even a team like the Chargers, they kind of have some, but it's more of a seeding thing. Like, are they going to go full go? But I think the fun way to do it is a lot of the prop bets. You mentioned Mike Evans. So here's exactly what it is. $3 million is on the line for Mike Evans and a playoff spot. If they win, they're in against the New Orleans Saints. So $3 million right now, he's got an incentive that if he gets 1,000 yards and 70 catches, $3 million, he's at 915 yards, so he needs 85 yards and 5 catches.
He's going to get that this weekend.
The thing is, 4 or 5 years ago, you could actually, like, this information is so accessible now, like contract incentives, and we all, I mean, the fact that we are all talking about it, it's not hidden information. So there used to be a time where the books didn't maybe factor this in as much as they should, and so you could really find some good numbers.
Not anymore.
Now they're all well aware that so that over under for Mike Evans is not up yet, but that'll be 4.5 catches or 5.5 catches. The same, it's not going to be. Mike Evans wouldn't have 2.5 anyway, but you get my point. There,
sure.
The yardage, it'll be baked into that. 85, you're not finding a total at 60. You know what I mean? It's going to be probably 87.5.
Well, if you think he's going to break that record, which I do think he is going to break that record, because a couple weeks ago, I think I heard Baker even talk about how important that is to them to make sure that he gets, the 1,000 yards for the 11th consecutive year, whatever it is. So when the players know, it's on. And because they want to,
Baker's pissed because he just got snubbed from the Pro Bowl.
He got snubbed from the Pro Bowl, but they have a lot on the line winning in, but also this is their opportunity now to stick it to the man And who doesn't like sticking it to the man, right? So you got the opportunity to shove it where the sun doesn't shine and take $3 million away from your boss. With all the players knowing this, they're all in on it. They're going to root for each other. They're going to make sure that Mike Evans gets these incentives.
Yeah, I'll be keeping on FanDuel to see where the number is at. There's some other ones. I mentioned J.K. Dobbins, or I mentioned the Chargers. J.K. Dobbins, mm-hmm. their running back. He's got an incentive for an extra $150,000, 900 rushing yards. He just needs 58 yards. The Chargers are playing for seeding. They're in the postseason. We know that. But that seeding could be massive if things break their way. He just came back from an injury. That'd be my only hesitation, like wondering if they're going to be protective. But we're only talking about 58 yards here. Mm-hmm. So that's another one that's a pretty low benchmark. And then one other one that stands out, this one directly, is in the Chiefs game. Cortland Sutton, very talented receiver there. He gets $500,000 if he gets to 1,065. Poor work on his agent's part, by the way. 1,065. Why does he needs?
Because they probably wanted 1,100. Yeah, he said 1,000.
Maybe. But he needs 82 yards. And if they're going to win against the Chiefs on Sunday, he might need 82 yards. So that's another one. I don't know what the number is going to be set at for Cortland Sutton. It might be now 79.5, 81.5 yards. But yeah, that's one to keep in mind if you're wondering if they have, let's say they have a comfortable lead against the Chiefs somehow on Sunday with the backups and everything. Mm-hmm. Even if Cortland Sutton doesn't need to be in the game, they're probably going to get him an extra catch or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you should do in these situations. These guys will look out for themselves. And everybody on every team knows who has what at stake. Yeah. And they're talking about it all. I'm sure the coaches are talking about it all. All right, we get you. We'll take care of business. Let's go out there and get everybody their incentives, especially if you're a team like the Chiefs where you have really nothing to play for. There's nothing on the line for them. You got guys that are close to hitting bonus. You go out there and you make sure they hit that bonus, because you know what that does? That puts them in better graces with you, too. They feel
good. We saw the Chris Jones thing last year. Right, I mean, you saw the sideline and how everybody was amped up for their guy to, what was it, $1 million last year, whatever.
Yeah. The other one that's big with the Chiefs, obviously, is the Hopkins deal and like the catches.
Yeah,
like,
I know
he's not going to get the catches.
He's not going to get the incentives there, I don't think.
He's going to get the touchdown.
See, I think he will.
Well, I think he'll get the touchdown opportunity. I don't know if he gets it, but I know that they're going to target him if they have a chance.
The big ones, though, for him are 65 catches and 750 receiving yards. I think he gets an extra 220 or 25,000 each for these.
And he's only going to be able to play 59% of the snaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that, too.
He needs 9 catches and 140 yards to meet the two incentives. I mean, that's not he's not getting
9 catches.
9 for $140 for
the 2015 DeAndre Hopkins.
For one of them, there might be other incentives. These are just the two main ones that are out there: catching and receiving yard incentives. He's not getting a 9 for $140.
No.
That's ridiculous. He would need to be targeted like 13 times or something. There's no way.
But why don't we have like props available? Like, they announced Wentz as a starter, but we don't have any Wentz numbers.
A lot of it is for this reason, that there's still some unknown official, like who's going to play, who's not going to play. Mm-hmm. They're also going to maneuver these lines around all these incentives, make sure they have their ducks in a row. And so I think that's a huge part of it. But the days are all messed up this week. Today's Thursday. Normally they're out right around now.
Okay.
You know, because when I do that betting show on Wednesday, that one on Wednesday nights, usually the prop bet's not available.
So Max says you're wrong, not only about weather. He says one touchdown. Says he needs 6 catches, not 9. Hopkins needs 6 receptions for a $250,000 bonus, 65 total catches.
Yeah, I mean, this is courtesy of Odds Maker. So I'm basing it off of that, but we see I got a list of 15 of them.
Okay.
15 of them. But I don't know. Yeah. This says 65 catches, 750
this
yards.
This one's from is a credible source. It's ML Football.
Scam artist out there.
Out of all the aggregate ones, I don't know, him or Dove. I don't know which one's worse. Dove.
ML Football is the worst, because I just retweeted one today from ML Football. They so stupid.
You retweet them, you give them love?
No, I get mad, and I'm ready to go off on Mark Schlereth again, because he's not playing with a full deck at this point in time. Mark Schlereth today, there's no team that is better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressure of the playoffs than the Lions.
What? I'm sure you guys saw, we're going to play some of the audio. I'm sure you saw some of the audio from what's the show that nobody watches on FS1
All
in the mornings?
Of them.
One of those shows, and they're just talking about Andy Reid retiring again. Craig Carden, sorry, that's who I am. At least like have your own, like if you're going to just go out there with the most ridiculous take, at least have your own like original crappy take. Like he's stealing Mike Florio's 4-year-old take of trying to say Andy's going to retire every year.
Right.
And Craig Carden saying Andy's going to retire. He said Andy's 70 years old and he's 66.
He's 66. Yeah, it's a long way from 70. Yeah, but yeah. No, but this comment
I'm
by Schlereth.
I'm 37, not 40.
Schlereth is on that same show with Carton. So that was a dumb comment, which is dumb. But this is dumber. I mean, this is one of the dumbest NFL comments
the team
of all
that's
time.
Gone back to back and all this is not the most prepared for the postseason. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid versus Jared Goff and Dan Campbell and a depleted defense with Detroit. Nobody is better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressure of the playoffs than the Detroit Lions.
Mac, help me out. How come the Lions have been knocked out of the playoffs the last 2 years? Is it because of
pressure and calls? Going for it? Not punting, right? Dan Campbell?
Dan Gamble.
Okay. But they're equipped to do it.
Or I mean, I'm like,
or you can be Terry Bradshaw.
The Chiefs, your number one team in the AFC right now?
They're not going to win three in a row, but...
Why
am I upsetting everybody?
No, you're not.
Terry, it's never been done. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is, I just think, that you see how quick they're getting rid of the ball now? See how quick.
That's why I say Xavier Worthy, I just think
if they're going to load up against a team like Buffalo, they're going to load up against a team like Baltimore. And those are the two teams that can beat them. And I think it's going to happen. I think one of them's going to take, even though it would be in Kansas City.
I don't know
what that meant.
I'm being serious. I would also argue their offense has been at their best when they're getting the ball out quickly.
Isn't it when you load up, that means you like are getting ready to go out there and, you know, getting ready to load up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry's lost a step.
I had a tweet earlier in the break, and I said,
get you out here tweeting on the first day back.
No. Like, it was like the other day or whatever. And I'm like, is anybody else's head just throbbing from the nonsensical, ignorant takes that the national media has?
This whole
when it
season,
comes to
Bob,
the Chiefs?
The entire season. I mean, it's they don't want to see Cincinnati crap that's out there. That actually might be the one I can't stand the most.
What do you mean? No one's saying that here. No one's saying that they don't want to see Cincinnati.
Yeah, that because I so on the weekends I do a show on a part of Odyssey's betting network or whatever, and I host a show, BetQL, and I do a show with someone that hosts radio in D.C., and he does afternoons in D.C., and on that show and on Twitter and everything, he was saying, like, he's like, I know you guys in Kansas City, you guys don't want to see Cincinnati, and I'm like, and he thought I was just being a homer. I'm like, no, that is literally not, no, they've won 21 of 22 games, you know, they've won 21 to 22, Cincinnati last beat them 2 years ago or whatever, the Chiefs won three in a row. Like, no, they're not. People are basing Cincinnati off of a year or two ago. It's not the same Cincinnati team. It's ridiculous.
It's not. And right now, and I don't know if your betting trends, Alex, lead that way or not, but the way that the Chiefs have played over their last 3 weeks, they look like why are we sitting here saying, no, the Chiefs don't want to see this team? Nobody wants to see I guess Schlereth may want to, but nobody wants to see the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, why do we continually go back to like, oh, this team could beat the Chiefs? Like, the low-hanging fruit that's in the national media at this point in time is really disgraceful for the NFL. They should be pissed that they have people like this talking about the game that have no clue as to what's going on. This is a 15-1 football team that beat every playoff team in the AFC. See some twice, except for one game against the Buffalo Bills, which they'll revenge in January. They're a 15-1 team that is playing in a division, most likely with three playoff teams, where they beat everybody that's going to be in the play. Like, it's mind-boggling.
I think it's how people are making the same mistake just a year ago. That's what's funny to me. Like, a lot of these conversations were happening heading in the postseason last year, and people were proven wrong, and yet they're about to make the same mistake. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, load up on those.
Speaking of being 3-0 against the spread, 10.5-point dogs on Sunday. There's no way this team's losing by more than 10.
It was up at 11 at one point, too. I'll be curious to see if it goes back up. Look, I'll be honest. As I said, I'm not going to bet on a game that involves one team having full-blown backups in. I'm just not. But if you're asking me, yeah, I mean, even with Carson Wentz might be starting for a team next year. Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell started for the Raiders this year. So if Carson Wentz goes out there and plays well, he will get an opportunity, I believe, to start for some crappy team next year that has a young quarterback. They don't want to start, you know, the week 1 through 4 or something like that. So saying Carson Wentz can't keep it within 10.5 points, I think, is pretty disrespectful. I would lean towards Kansas City covering the 10.5. I'll be honest, not betting it though. I have no interest in betting this game.
What do you think, like, eyeball? And I know it's tough to do with prop bets with somebody who hasn't played all year, but like, what do you think they'll have, like, Wentz's numbers? Like, I'm sure they'll have rushing yards somewhere in there about like I could see his rushing yards being like 20.5.
I know that's a lot, but like,
I'm actually more interested in what you think his passing numbers are going to be and his touchdowns are going to be, because I feel
it's
like
always
Andy,
one and a half.
It's
just a plus money or minus money.
It's always
usually
1.5 touchdown throws. Like either you take it or you don't.
But I mean, the total for the game's 40. So
that's what I'm saying. They have him as a 10.5 point dog. I think Denver's just going
to
house him.
I think this is the week where Andy Reid goes out there and tries to showcase Carson Wentz. Because again, remember, listen to what he says and then think about what he says, right? He said that Carson Wentz could be a starter right now in this league. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm glad he said that. Whatever. Is he going to go out there and let him showcase his stuff so he can be a starter? Because I do believe that there's probably 10 at minimum teams that would be better off going into next season with Carson Wentz as their quarterback than with whatever crap they're rolling out there right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to run the ball, 35 times or something and just have Carson Wentz handing the ball off the entire game.
That's what I'm curious what the passing yards are, because I do think Andy Reid tries to showcase
it. It's not out yet. I'd have to go back and look, like, what is Carson Wentz, what is his typical, even the last couple of years average in the few games he's playing. Like, just for example, Bo Nix, to throw for more than 175 yards is minus 380. To throw for more than 200 is minus 180. So how does that compare with Carson Wentz? I'm guessing you can probably get better odds on Carson Wentz to throw over 200 yards than Bo Nix. I know it sounds weird, but like, just based on how the Broncos offense runs, I think Carson Wentz, the number could be at least 195 and a half or something like that, over under.
Okay. I'd take the over on that, because I do. I do. I think it's going to be a big Carson Wentz game. Andy Reid wants it to be a big Carson Wentz
Both Carsons. It should have big games.
Carson and Carson. Yeah.
Carson and Steele, too.
How about there you go. There's your parlay. Carson touchdown, rushing touchdown for Steele and Wentz.
Don't tease
in the game.
Me.
I like
Don't
that one. Me. What are you doing today for the 3 o'clock game, Notre Dame taking on Georgia? How are we approaching this one from a gambling standpoint?
We didn't know there was going to be a terror attack.
Of course. Extenuating circumstances and awful stuff there
in New
Orleans.
I just stay away from it because of the situation.
Live bet. Is a nice spot.
Must be nice.
Right now, that's right. This year in Missouri, at some point this year, you'll be able to
win.
Do it. Yeah. Probably July or August.
Good
or so.
Hell.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be March. Yeah, I think it's going to be the summertime. is what it looks like. But Georgia is a 1.5 point underdog. The question with this one is just the crowd and the atmosphere. What's the energy level there after yesterday's terrible events, and then also the Notre Dame fans, do they have to fly back? Like, were people, people take off work, but did they extend their trip, or are they going home? Like, what's the atmosphere going to be like in the entire picture of national championship? I have Notre Dame going to the national title game, so I obviously like Notre Dame.
You took a future on it?
Yeah, there's a future bet, and I did one of those big bracket pools or whatever. So
nice.
Yeah, don't say nice, because it was Notre Dame and Oregon. So, don't say nice. It was Notre Dame, Oregon in the national title game.
At least you knew that was out in 2 minutes.
That's what you did for going against Buckeyes.
I mean, Buckeyes right now, if you take a look at the national title,
they're the best team in college football
right now.
Plus
110, Ohio State. I mean, the way they're playing, they're unstoppable currently.
What's Texas?
Plus 380. They have the second best odds.
The Buckeyes are plus 110.
To win the title.
And the next is plus 380.
Everybody just saw what the Buckeyes did.
Matchup is next week?
Next week in Dallas.
Yeah. That's the only
home field
in Arlington, Texas.
I don't buy into that.
And Bevo can be there.
You don't think that's going to be a majority Texas crowd?
I don't. I think Ohio State is a much, much bigger fan base than people give it credit for.
Texas is huge.
And they are going to. I understand that, and it's down. But Texas, to me,
60-40 Texas.
Let me explain this 70-30. The best I can. Texas is wearing loafers with no socks and khakis, wine and cheese, sweater tied over their shoulders. Ohio State fans, man, that's a Chiefs fan. They're going to get after it, okay? Texas fans are there for a suite. They're there for Dom Perignon. They're there for the sweaty meat carver. They're there to tell people they were at the game. That's a Texas fan.
Texas 5.5 point underdogs, by the way, for
taking
that one right now.
I'm taking it.
Ohio State's going to roll that Texas ass.
That is definitely the majority sentiment, which is why part of me wants to bet Texas +5.5, because I think everybody, I mean, how can you not? You watched Ohio State and they just look so dominant. How can you not feel that they're going to go roll Texas? But that's where sometimes you get in trouble.
And too much
rust on Oregon.
And maybe this flip side is Texas had their scare and the script writers worked for them yesterday with that non-targeting call that should have been called.
It should have been. Absolutely.
Yeah. Texas loses that football game. You take a big brand away from the college football playoff. People don't want that. They want the big brand around. I get it. But maybe Texas survived their scare. When teams win national championships or Super Bowls, they always have that scare that they survived. maybe that was the script writers writing the perfect script.
How about
script
Will
for
Howard
Texas?
From Kansas State? He might be in a national title game.
They put that man
soon.
On the damn stage. Yeah. They made him sit in the crowd.
They were blocking him out. Sorry, I saw the video, and that was great.
Bob also thinks there's magnets in the goalposts, so when it's a close game, the ball goes that way or that way.
I do not think that. But I do,
and I did propose.
There's somebody out there that does. Don't worry.
No, there are.
I'm sure.
But I was telling my friend Paul this weekend, I was like, if we're really going to do home field advantage in the NFL, let the home team decide where they put the goalposts on the back line of the end zone. So if, like, your kicker hooks to the left, move the goal, and the other team has to deal with it.
Retractable
that's the home
goalposts?
Hey, if we're going to have to, you know, different dimensions in baseball, you have to set them up before the game.
Okay.
Like, so if you want to be off to the left or off to the right in the corner or whatever the case may be, that's your home field advantage in the NFL.
I did think, now, Texas ended up winning real quick. Sarkisian having a 30-second pep talk with his kicker before
and then
Auburn.
Missed it.
And then missing it was fantastic.
Honestly, like, why would you do that?
Let
him have his normal routine.
He just missed one.
What are you going, like, doing it for the cameras, guys?
Well, you know what else he's doing for the camera?
I mean, you know,
wearing those damn pants.
Yeah.
Those things are tight. And you know I wear tight pants.
You do.
But those are tight.
He is squeezed into those.
I mean, there was a
How uncomfortable for a full football game
really
walking around.
Really comfortable, because, I mean, they were gray and revealing.
Yeah, they were very tight.
Last over-under bet, how much snow are we going to get over the weekend? Over under 7.5 inches.
Under.
Not talking about Steve.
In the snow.
Under.
Under 7.5 inches.
Wow.
Of snow.
I hope you're right.
I do too, because I'm at the point in my life where I'm no longer in school, so I hate snow.
Snow sucks.
Yeah. I like a nice little, you know.
So there's the only reason why
snow
I'm somewhat
from
excited.
Friday night to Sunday morning is fine.
Not Monday. I'm sure people with kids are hoping that it's not going to be over 7.5 inches. Otherwise, they're going to have what? Monday, all the kids have been off, and then they're going to be off of school again.
I remember there was one time we had the snow day the Monday after Christmas break. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
So you're under 7.5 inches.
I will. There's part of me that's excited if it goes over, because I'm at the point now where I end up going over my parents to shovel their driveway and stuff. They're getting older, and it's like, so I end up doing this for the last couple of years. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, you guys need to get a snowblower. So I talked
my
to getting one.
My friend gave me her snowblower this weekend. I'm like, we're never going to need this.
It was still in the box. We got it at the end of last like winter, and so it's still in the box. Finally, I went over there and charged it for them, and so now I'm kind of excited to use this weekend.
I actually am too, because this snowblower that my friend Emily gave us, like this hybrid snowblower. Okay. It says you could either plug it in or battery powered.
This one's battery powered. Yeah.
This thing has never been used.
All right.
I'm like, we'll never use this. I'll just stick it in the garage.
Coming up on Sunday, 9.5 inches of snow.
Yeah, right.
Never mind.
I will take the blame for this one.
What
are you guys coming up today on your show?
Yeah. So obviously we're obviously back and at it, the full show.
Your band's back together too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back. We'll talk about just what we kind of hope happens this weekend, but also Vinny Pasquantino is going to join us. We'll find out about his New Year's Eve a little bit. There's some funny stuff related to that. Plus we'll talk about why Cody actually thinks this is a better path for the Chiefs this year throughout the entire postseason, not just because they're at home, right? So that's coming up a little bit later on.
And you guys both don't want to play Cincinnati.
No, that's the most ridiculous. Oh, you know Drew and I are going to get after it today.
I'll trust me. On my way home, I can't wait.
That'll be 11-10, 11-15 today.
Changes, I know when you're there.
Nothing has driven me more crazy than this Cincinnati crap this whole year.
And he's really got that hair going.
You're rooting for Denver this weekend, aren't you, to keep them
out?
No,
my favorite scenario is the Chiefs win and the Dolphins win and Cincinnati win, so that then the Dolphins get in, Cincinnati gets to 9 wins, hurt their draft stock, and they still are disappointed waiting around on Sunday. I want them to be miserable. That's what I want, Bob.
I'm with you. I don't root for a fan base less than Cincinnati.
I want them to be miserable. Golly, it's a new year, new you. Alex Gold joins us. He'll join you at 10 o'clock with Cody and Drew until 2 at 96.5 The Fan. We wrap this show up on the other side. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Future Kansas City Chiefs running back Scadaboo said he really wants to play in Kansas City. There is a viral video going around. They asked him, what's the favorite stadium that you'd want to play in? He said his favorite stadium is Mountain American West, somewhere around there. And then what's the pro stadium or dream place to play? And I want to play in Kansas City.
Now, who wouldn't want to play here? Where do you want to play? MetLife?
I think Lambeau would be sick.
That would be fun. A night game in Lambeau in the snow. That's cool. I saw a ranking, like the NFL players like ranked their favorite stadiums. Arrowhead came in at number one on this list, shockingly. Yes. Visiting players love coming here. We've talked about that for years. They love coming to Arrowhead because they get juice from it, too. They don't get normally. You're not getting that at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
They love it till they don't.
Yeah, but they. I mean, it's a great Pittsburgh, Kansas City. You know, you mentioned Green Bay as being some of the great places that you want to play. People aren't saying, you know where I really love the play? I'll tell you where I really want to play. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Now. Or Tampa's Raymond James Stadium.
I think that'd be cool because see like the cannons go off.
The fire ship.
Yeah, I think that'd be stadium's awesome. I think it'd be cool just it either rains or it's hot. Like that's how Tampa games play. We talked about Zay Flowers becoming the first wide receiver in Baltimore Ravens franchise history to make the Pro Bowl. They did a video with him. It's really cool to see his reaction, how like surprised he was, how like ecstatic he was. And then they also did a video with Derrick Henry, and they said to Derrick Henry, comes in, he's like, "Hey man, you made the Pro Bowl." He's like, "Cool." And then he was like, "No, starter." He goes, "Bet." He's just like, he's like, "Awesome, dude. Bet. I don't care.
That's awesome.
Been here, done that."
No big deal. That's young so guy's cool. Like, sweet.
Oh, yeah,
Zay's
dude.
Like, awesome. But Zay should be excited because he's the first wide receiver in the franchise's history to make the Pro Bowl.
That's damn cool.
That's cool.
Yes.
Like, that's cool.
And he deserves it. This isn't a BS Pro Bowl. Right. He deserves it.
Derrick Henry's like,
he's like, cool. Hey, dude, you made the Pro Bowl. Favor. Starter. Bet.
Bet. I love that.
Guess what, man? We plan to be in the Super Bowl, so we won't be there. That's exactly what he's going to say. And that's what the Chiefs will say. My friend Jim texting me this morning goes, "You think they're going to be pissed nobody got into the Pro Bowl on the defense except Jones?" I'm like, yeah, they'll use it as motivation.
I mean,
right? Yeah. They use everything. I mean, clearly they're going to have to because Schlereth says nobody's more prepared for the playoffs than the Lions.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I mean, the only thing Pro Bowls are Pro Bowls. McDuffie's the only guy that it's really upsetting for Kansas City.
Like, yeah.
God, that's the only, which is fine. Like, I know, because, every time I talk about, Coach of the Year, MVP or something, it's like, Chiefs don't care about season trophies, care about the big trophy. I get it.
Okay, nice coach speak.
I get it.
They like to have those awards.
Yeah, because there's a check that comes with it.
Yes, exactly. There's a big check.
If we're top five in the city and listeners, I love it. If we're top three, there's an extra number that comes on our checks. Like, that's the way that works.
Right.
It's like, yes, like, you guys are number one in my heart. It doesn't matter. You guys should just worry about, playoff. Yeah, but I mean, if we can go beat Johnny Dare, then all of a sudden my boss says, hey, congratulations, go have some fun.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay, that's what that looks like. But either way.
Right. No, people, they want it because they got a bonus attached for it. It's bragging rights. It's something you get awesome. To talk about. Yeah.
We didn't really talk about a whole lot of this because it doesn't really, affect our show. Saquon Barkley, 105 yards short of setting the all-time rushing record. He will not play.
Yeah.
I ask you the question, do you think that was a decision made by Saquon, or do you think that was a decision made by Sirianni?
I think it was absolutely a head coaching decision, and really it is the right decision, because if Sirianni plays him and he gets hurt, then everybody's ripping Sirianni. It's a no-win situation for Nick Sirianni, but the win is not getting your player hurt, and it's 105 yards. It would have been a 17th game, and all that kind of stuff that people don't want to factor in. There's no guarantees that he would break 105 yards. It's not like he needed 30 yards or something like that. It's 105. That's still a big day running the football in the NFL. But no, Nick Sirianni made absolutely
the reason I say
right
that is
decision.
Because the reports are that Saquon's the one that was like, I'm good.
Did you see Saquon, though, in the interviews? It sure seemed like he was a depressed guy. Like, he was upset. It's not in the cards. It's not God's will. Like, all this kind of stuff that he was saying made me think he wanted to play, and they told him not to, and now he's bent about that. If he's mad that he's not playing in this game to break that record, is that a team guy? Is that a team first guy? I mean, I understand. Like, if there is some sort of incentive, the Eagles should pay him. Whatever that incentive is, right? If there was an incentive in his contract that if he sets the single season rushing record, X amount of dollars, then he should still get X amount of dollars. Be a real organization, Philadelphia, and pay that guy his money.
Well, I'm sure he hit his incentive.
But if there's some other one, I mean, like, what if he got one of those thrown in there? Like, if you ever set the rushing record, we'll give you, okay, fine, we'll put that
all
in.
Right.
Oh, we're this close, now you're not going to play me. I think the Eagles need to pay that. But I also think Sirianni is making the right decision. There is nothing worse than playing this guy in a game and having him get hurt.
Ugh.
And then he's the village idiot. So Yeah, he's not going to set the record. So what? Eric Dickerson is happy. And other than that, you know, we move
on. Is that
on.
A record that ever gets broken? Because like Saquon was like unworldly this year.
Yeah.
And the way that the league is moving is, you know, obviously pass, you know, first. And then I obviously saw like a little bit of a renaissance of running backs this year. But is that
I think
like,
if it goes to the 18th game, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would just take the right situation. I think it could be done in 17. But
sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Almost
like if the Eagles didn't have AJ Brown, they would have ran it more. You know what I mean? You just get a team with that offensive line without a top five wide receiver.
Because that's on average a ton of yards a game, and you got to stay healthy.
Yeah,
and you're a running back, yeah. and you got to have a good offensive line.
Like it was the perfect storm.
Yeah,
Saquon Barkley next year. That's just the way he goes. Plays a year, doesn't. Plays a year, doesn't. Plays a year, doesn't. You know,
well, that's back when he didn't have anybody blocking for him.
True.
Yeah. There were four teams that didn't have a representative in the Pro Bowl. Do you guys want to guess who they are?
Giants, Jets, Panthers, Raiders.
You got one right, and it's the Jets.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, that's right. The Giants did.
Malik Nabers is in.
Nabers, yeah.
Plus they have
the Titans.
Defensive line. Yeah. Titans are another one. So you have the Titans and the Jets. There's two more that don't have representatives.
So the guy who's played his best 2 years in the last 2 years, a quarterback, didn't make the Pro Bowl?
Mm-mm. Will Levis isn't there.
That's too bad. The Jets, the Titans, the Raiders?
No, Raiders are there. They got Brock Bowers, baby.
Jaguars?
Nope. They got Brian Thomas
Jr. I was going to ask if Brian Thomas made it. Okay, that would be the one. That's the one guy.
The other two
Arizona?
Teams?
Arizona?
No. The other two teams are the New Orleans Saints and the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins didn't get a Pro Bowler. That's a shame.
Wow, but don't they have the best player in the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't
that's
make
weird.
It.
You say the number one player?
Yeah, the number one player in the NFL,
Oh, yeah.
The top 100, number one,
that's
didn't make
right.
the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. What was his name again?
Tyreek.
How many touchdowns did he have this year? Two?
No, he had like five.
Did he have that many?
He got hot towards the end a little bit. Maybe not, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look.
I could find
him. Yeah, he could have been something.
Yeah, well, he got paid.
Yes, he did.
And laid.
Well, he got paid, but it's all going to the kids. He got no money.
Yeah, six touchdowns.
Six touchdowns, yeah.
939 yards. So he'll get 1,000 if he has a good game.
Will he?
If he got six yards.
Who's playing quarterback for Miami this week?
Snoop.
Never heard of him.
That's what they said. They said Snoop's going to play.
Oh, yeah, former Pro Bowl quarterback, Tyler Huntley.
Yep, Snoop now.
Oh, yeah, Snoop.
It's Snoop Huntley.
That's right, former Pro Bowl quarterback. Yeah,
dumb.
That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jets, Saints, Dolphins, Titans. No representative. Good thing the Titans went out there and spent a lot of money this offseason.
Do you think the Dolphins are going to fire their coach at the end of the year?
No. Because they're going to possibly make the playoffs.
They do.
And they went half a season with their quarterback, so he's got a little bit of a...
Yep.
What do they do in Cincinnati? Do they let the wide receiver Jamar Chase go, or do they try to re-sign him and fire the coach? Because something needs to change in that organization.
Nothing's going
to change. That is a cancerous organization. You have so much talent, and you stink.
I don't think they're going to fire him at all. I think they're going to pay Jamar Chase top receiver money. I think they're going to try to bring back T. Higgins. I think he's. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't think Cincinnati's going to make any change.
Yeah, they never pay anybody, and that's the good news for Zach Taylor is that you know they're not going to fire him because they don't want to pay him off. But they also don't pay players. I mean,
and he's got excuses too. Last year, he's like, "Well, Joe Burrow was hurt. We still won, almost made the playoffs. So I won 9 games with Jake Browning. This year, he'll be like, see, I put MVP Burrow out in a situation. I just didn't have a defense.
And you know what? I love it, to be honest with you.
Absolutely,
keep doing it.
Do not hire Mike Vrabel.
Close. Yeah.
Keep ruining your. They already ruined the youth with Burrow because of injuries, and then obviously they didn't get the job done. They had the opportunity. They beat the Chiefs. They got there. They had the opportunity.
They did it.
Didn't get it done. You see, I mean, that's why the Chargers did what they did. They're like, all right, enough. We're going to go get the best possible candidate for the job, and it worked out.
I don't know why I just haven't thought about it like that. If you're a Bengals fan, you're the one team that did. You did it. You did the thing that you needed to do, and you didn't complete the
job.
Look
at the Cleveland Guardians.
It happens all the time in sports, though.
The Cleveland Guardians finally got to the World Series, had a 3-1 lead. Lost it. Ugh. Never went back.
I mean, that's why I say for years now, appreciate what we have because people just take this for granted. And it drives me nuts more than anything is that people do not appreciate what we're going through. And people are critical of a 15-1 team. I'm talking about people in town. This isn't going to last forever. Ask the Cincinnati Bengals 3 years ago what they thought their window was.
Oh, man.
Well, I ask you this.
Houston Texans, when they drafted Deshaun Watson, what their window was.
Let me ask you this.
Colts.
If Buffalo loses in the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs, what do you think their thought process is?
I mean, exactly.
That'd be 4 losses to Mahomes in the playoffs for Allen. That'd be 2 AFC Championship games, 2 divisional rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's your MVP season, and you still couldn't do it.
You still couldn't do it. Yeah.
And you had the opportunity last year in your own house. Like, imagine that fan base.
I mean,
like,
think about that, though. You said the say it out loud test, losing four straight Super Bowls and then losing four straight AFC playoff games to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Gosh. And everyone's close, but one of them.
It'd be four out of five because they lost to Cincinnati 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, the four times. Overall,
Yeah. And both in the two of them in the AFC Championship game. Not like it was a wild card game every year. Not like it was a divisional round game every year. And one of those games, there was 13 damn seconds left on the clock.
You still couldn't find a way to beat it. That's why just appreciate what we have going on right now, because it's over in a blink. It's over in a second, man.
And I know you were kind of off the grid. Did you see what the Bills gifted Josh Allen?
No.
An MVP chain.
Mm-hmm.
What if he doesn't win the MVP? Then he says a chain that says
MVP. Their MVP.
That's cute.
Aw.
It's good you put up seventh best quarterback numbers in the NFL.
Low-hanging fruit there, baby.
Yeah. I mean, if Schlereth is going to come out here and say nonsensical stuff, so am I.
Respect the text from 785. It's the fastest who get paid and it's the fastest who get laid. and then somebody says, Tyreek Hill had only one more touchdown than kids born in 2024. Over under 1.5 kids for Tyreek Hill in 2025.
I'll take the over.
Oof, that'd give him at 13.
Are we sure it's not there yet?
I think he's at 11.
I thought it was 12.
See, that's track, the fact, that we're, yeah, the fact exactly. that we're throwing those numbers out.
Like, right. That's rough. Yeah, he's beating Philip Rivers now.
Who was the guy who played years ago, didn't know his own kids' names for the Jets?
That was Cromartie.
Yeah, Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was rough.
And he had one after a vasectomy because he didn't know you had to get rid of the leftovers.
Could you imagine? I mean, right after the vasectomy.
I mean, aren't you sore? I know that everybody's different, but it's like, let's go. But they give you instructions. Not that I've had one, but I have a lot of friends that have. And like, yeah, you got to like
take care of it.
Yeah, you got to go.
Clean out your tubes. You got to release.
Yeah. There's still
viable guys in there.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of that and then be tested again.
You know, one of those guys is like Michael Phelps. He's determined to win that swim.
Sitting off the starting blocks. Let's go.
That's right. Damn it. You know we're back when it's Thursday and we're talking about that. Felt good to get back, guys. I'm not going to lie. I know it's nice to be on vacation, but one more day and then we get two more days off. Oh, man, it's 2025, but it's still the same vibe. Go do something nice for somebody out there. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or their year. Kansas City, it's simply cool to care. Stay safe and stay kind. Cody, Gold, and Drew, all back from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.